Hi there, Coach Antonio Aguirre here for the Life Deck Show. I'm very excited to bring you so much value in each podcast episode, like this one that you're about to listen to. Well, I do hope you enjoy listening to each episode just as much as I did recording this for you. All right, let's dig into today's episode. Let's go.
I just woke up and it's a Sunday, April 24th. We are going to MSE 10, Manila Sneaker Expo 10. I'm really excited to be there. It's been a long time since I went to any event, and this is going to be fun. I'm gonna have some coffee. I'm gonna cook my breakfast, what I always eat. It's usually eggs, and I'm really what we call a vegan / slight pescatarian, just because I put some shrimp, some scallops, and some types of fish in my diet. But most of the time, I really just eat fruits and veggies. I've been trying desperately to be a vegan or somewhat a plant-based type of eater. Just gonna give you a quick peek at what I make for breakfast. I'm gonna make something simple, nothing to elaborate, just a few ingredients. And after that, we're gonna get ready and we're going to SMX near SM MOA for MSE 10. This is the type of butter that I use. It's ghee. Is that how you pronounce it? It's the type of butter that Indians actually use. It's clarified butter, so it's really soft. It's a little bit on the expensive side, around 300, but it's a lot healthier than most butters. We use Sil Cafe. This is about, I think, I got this for less than 300 pesos for 500 grams, so not bad. I have a wholemeal wrap. That's what we're going to use. Gonna wrap it some spinach, unsweetened almond milk. This is plant-based cheddar. We use mushrooms. We use a lot of garlic, some parmesan cheese. We're just gonna use one piece of tofu that we're gonna fry and add into it. And we're gonna thaw some of our remaining raw shrimp first before we actually cook it. So the process, we cook a lot of garlic, add this, and then the mushroom, and then the tofu, and then after that, that's where we mix the eggs and some more. Right. We are adding a few tomatoes as well. I forgot to add that, and maybe mix some. We forgot to thaw this one. Some hot water. Let that thaw for a while. Wash the pan and we're heating it. Do not put anything if it's still wet, okay? I'm gonna put some ghee. And this is some extra virgin olive oil. Cook the tofu first. Adding egg. Okay, it's here. Now put in our tortilla. It's gonna be 30 seconds each side.
Yummy.
You could put in some chili, like sriracha. Well, there are no rules, so whatever you want to put in there, just as long as there's veggies and fruits and some accidental carbs, you're fine. Alright, we're topping them off with some fresh strawberries. As an extra, I made my wife some more burrito wrap. There it is. So now we're done eating, we're gonna get ready for MSE 10.
We're headed now to SMX for MSE 10. We're gonna meet our staff first, the team.
Thank you to Ronnie De Vera. We're going up. So, doon pa lang kita ko na haba na ng pila. So, I think it's really gonna be full. So, it's gonna be fun. Hopefully, we'll be able to see some of our, you know, old sneakerhead friends in here. Right? And make some new friends as well. If any.
What is something that you look for?
Number one, see old faces and meet new people. I mean, that's the reason why we have events like this, is to, you know, gather sneaker connoisseurs and people who are into sneakers for these types of events. So this is how it is. It's not just the buying and selling of shoes that people go here for. It's the community. Everyone who goes to these types of community events has a story to tell years after of how they became friends, etc., and what have you. When it's your first time to go here, you know, dress comfortably, right? Don't wear shoes that you won't feel comfortable walking or standing around, because pag nag-taste ganda ka dito, iinit lang yung ulo mo.
Exactly.
So wear something comfy, you know, doesn't have to be your most expensive sneakers or what. That's the number one key that you have to remember. And hydrate. Always drink water. Direk. Musta?
Sir, musta?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good to see you.
Pawas lang.
Hi, Direk.
Hi, musta po? Musta po?
Sa yung booth mo?
Ay,
delay ako. Delay.
Si Ronnie nandun.
Saan? Hindi ko nakita. Singit lang ako.
Welcome, yeah. Uy, bro. Antonio.
Thank you.
Antonio Aguirre. Soul Sam.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Sige lang. Tara, pasok muna tayo. This is really nice. Okay, so where do we start? So we start here. Usually go left.
Corner to corner.
And then wrap around. Oh, I have to remember, I have to go to booth number 47. To pick up a Supreme. Wow. Mahilig talaga pa rin ako sa cups talaga. Fitted, mga 5950, 59 na snapback. What's up, bro? Long time. Kamusta?
Okay lang.
Sino?
Ako po sa
Ikaw lang?
Yeah, si Kuya. Kaya dyan. Si Boston.
Kamusta? Long time, ha?
Di ba meron tayong picture?
2012.
Pulot pa ako ng...
Oo. Sabi nyo, lalo sabi nyo, ano lang, subok lang, baka lang, baka ayos ng penta.
Kasi actually, yun talaga yung una namin.
Diba?
Break lagi.
Oo.
Wala kami na idea paano kami mapasok. Kasi daming brands.
Correct.
At least ngayon, parang okay pa rin. Parang tuloy-tuloy pa rin. Kinakabahan pa din.
Thanks, man.
Good to you.
Bye. Hindi, karalasing lang din. Hindi, umiikot lang kami.
Kami, pa-picture ako sa bro.
Ato? Solid dito ito.
Bago lang po, diba?
Long time.
Hindi nakapunta ka.
Wife coach, Christina. Ay,
hello.
Erwin.
Nice to meet you.
Boss ko.
Gago. Kaya na.
Sabi, tao.
Oo, parang mga tao nagwawala, no? Shit! Shine down? Kaya pakita mo yan.
Yung
apostrophe. Brand new yan, hindi pa use.
Brand new. Actually, pinag
1 lang. Lumilawang 0.7.
Puta! Oo, oh, gusto niya talaga yan. Damn! Kukunin ko yung... Ayun! Hey, Jess? Oh, transfer ko na lang, ha? Hi, hi! Ito. Long time niya.
Kamusta?
Okay naman. Hi! Puta, Mobile Legends?
Yeah, so, Mobile Legends.
It's a collab. Yeah. Gagusting collab sa Mobile Legends.
So, ay legit?
License,
legit.
License, yeah. Ayan, oh, kita ko agad eh. Muntun, no? Boom! Angas, ha?
So, for now, yung Mobile Legends muna, and then may iba kami mga...
Nice! Ito, area na to. From there, that's hall A, B, C. This is C and D. Initially, they only opened 1 and 2. So that's what they paid for. But since sobrang daming tao, they had to open C and D. So that's an extra charge if you're doing the event. And good thing, no one's using this space for another event. If there was, isipin mo na lang yung tao dito na nakasiksik dun sa A and B because this is C and D. So, sobrang, wala na. Parang Changi sa, ano, sa Green Hills on a December 23, 24. Mga ganong klaseng labanan. Sikuhan. Parang lalaban ka ng MRT battle. So, at least na-open nila, medyo maluwag-luwag pa. So, but this is an extra cost. Make no mistake about it. It's not free.
Can you say the estimated cost?
I would say, estimate at least 500k additional just for this. So, you know, it's an extra cost for the organizer if you're gonna do that. So, make sure if you're planning for an event, you think about how many people will actually come. And I'm sure they expected this. That's why they moved from Aura to here. I don't know about Ronnie, but for sure, he knows that there's so much demand for the space for like this. I never experienced anything like this with Soul Slam events because we already knew how much people were gonna come. And kahit na mapuno, they were willing to wait outside. Unlike now, no, summer kasi. So it's gonna be, it's like a challenge.
People miss events.
Huh?
People miss events.
And people miss events. Imagine, last time I saw the people that I was talking with kanina was 2019. Like beyond the culture, October 2019. Remember, I was sharing the floor with the Vincent DBTK and Emil. So that was about October 2019, 2020, 2021, 22. So about almost 3 years time that I haven't talked to my friends in the community. So it's been a while. Kaya, it's really good to see all these people here, meeting some new folks as well. It's really fun, right? I'm not in the, you know, buying mood. That one na pinick up ko na Supreme shirt was already a pre-order of mine before pa, na hindi ko lang na pa-deliver sa office. Pero...
Hey, baka mag-change yung mind nyo, boss.
Ha?
Baka mag-change yung mind nyo.
Alin?
Bili kayo sapatos.
Hindi ko alam eh. Anong bibiling ko? I don't know what... May hinanap ako na off-white. Off-white na... ano to? Blazer.
Off-white OG na blazer daw, oh.
10.5.
Kay Santonio Aguirre.
Budget 85K.
Budget 45, oh.
Tangina, papatungan mo pa. Hi, si Alex. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Kamusta kayo? Hi, bro.
Hi, Don. What's
up, bro? Ikot lang. Alright, so that's it for my experience here at MSE 10. So, kahit na marami dumadaan na tao, sige na lang. But yeah, it's a fun experience. They had hall A to D covered with so much people, and you can see outside here, it's filled with people from left to right. So it's really fun to be in an event like this after so many years. The last event I went to was Beyond the Culture, right?
October 2019, and this is way bigger than that. So shout out, congratulations to Ronnie De Vera and the whole team of Manila Sneaker Expo for a very good event. I'm so happy, I'm so proud of you guys. Keep on going. Till next time, guys. See you around. Peace.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. If you found value in today's episode, make sure to share it and tag me on your social media accounts, and I'll do my best to repost or comment on it. Follow me on Instagram at antonioaguirre.jr. Leave a comment about this episode and subscribe to me on my YouTube channel, Coach Antonio Aguirre Jr. I'll talk to you soon on the next podcast episode. All right? Peace.